a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for September the 28th and 29th, depending on when and where you're listening. The end of September into the fall days, a week into the fall, the autumn, the most reflective time of the year where you still have colors and you still have all kinds of things going on until we get to the winter where you're down to the bottom and the snow is good and all the holiday stuff and all that kind of thing. And then we get back up into spring and then back up into summer. And that's how it goes. It just keeps going on and on and on. Been that way for millions and billions and trillions of years. And this show has been going on for about that amount of time, too. It seems like sometimes, doesn't it? So, those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio and those of you listening in Spokane Public Radio, Thursday one-day pledge drive's coming up. Northwest Public Radio on the 10th of October, Northwest Public Radio, Spokane Public Radio on the 24th of October. Here's the deal, and I'll not say much, but it is, but I'm going to say a lot in about a minute. Those of you who listen on the weekends, you're becoming complacent. We are all becoming complacent. We don't have to do those pledge drives anymore. We don't have to go into the studio and ask you to support the programs that you listen to on the weekends. There are some folks who don't even listen to the weekday at all. They don't listen to classical. They tune in for jazz. They tune in for alternative shows. They tune in for folk. They tune in for Garrison, and that's it. They don't do All Things Considered. They don't even do that. They get their news some other place, should they choose to have it. Okay, but the point is that these programs cost, and you need to pay the piper. The people who listen on the weekend are no different than the people who listen on the weekdays. And the programming has its fees and has everything that is necessary to keep it all rolling. And the only way to keep it rolling is for your support. Money from the underwriters is part of it, and money from folks like you. And it doesn't matter how much you can pledge. If you can pledge, you know, $20 a month, if you can pledge $10 a month, if you can pledge whatever, that's not the issue. Only you know what your load can bear, what your fair share is. But you got to do your fair share. You have to own up, and that's just kind of all there is to it. So when your Thursday one day concentrated pledge drives, and you wanted them shorter, so we made them shorter. But in order to make all of that work, you need to pledge. Alrighty, so the stations can make their goals, and then you don't hear about it for 3 or 4 weeks afterwards. You just make your pledge, get it all squared away, and we don't have to worry about it. Alrighty? So there you go. And so support both your stations on the 10th of October for Northwest Public Radio and on the 24th of October for Spokane Public Radio. Let's just get it all done, get it out of the way, and rock and roll. Right? And I mean it. I mean it. William Pint and Felicia Dale. They told me they were doing a rock album. And I thought, oh, how radical is that going to be? And the thing about these guys, their caliber is so high, and their aspirations are so good, and their production values are so good, and their ideas are so good, and their arrangements are so good. It's not as radical as you'd think. It's just a new phase. If this is what they do, some drums, some pianos, electric bass, electric guitar, but it works because they know taste. They don't mess around with bad taste. There's good taste production and bad taste production, and they're all about good taste, and they make it work. Oh, yes, they do. Old sea shanty favorite, and I remember this from the old Clancy Brothers, and they've turned it into something high energy and something really worth listening to. William Pint and Felicia Dale from their brand new album called Blue Divide. Blue divide. And you know what? Here's the cool thing about them. They've been doing this for 20 years now, yelling out and belting out sea shanties and running around the world doing tours and all this kind of thing. And they sound just like they did back in 1985 when they first met. How about that? 86, maybe?
While you sit here drinking, lamenting. Oh, rise up, my Johnny, and come away. Was that at the door, a speaking so kindly? 'Tis the voice of my ain wifey, Maggie by name. Come in, my dear lassie, and sit down aside me. Now rise up, my Johnny, and come away. Johnny, my man, do you mind o' the courtin'? Nay, alehouse or tavern, they ran in our mind. We spent the long days mid the sweet scented roses, and ne'er gie the thought. I mind those days that you speak of, but the days are gone and will ne'er come again. But as for the future, we'll try for to mend it. So give your hand, Maggie, and I'll awa him. When Johnny raised up, he banged the door open, saying, cursed be the tavern that e'er let me in, and cursed be the whiskey that makes me aye thirsty. And fare thee well, whiskey, for I'm awa'.
That's Colt Cannon. And fare thee well, whiskey. Good old, that's a classic. Gene Redpath did a nice recording of that, and I think the Boys of the Loch, back when Dick Gochan was a Boy of the Loch, back in the mid-70s, did a really beautiful. And then, of course, there's the instrumental, Farewell to the Whiskey. I think that's how it goes. Anyway, Farewell to the Whiskey. Before that, Whiskey is the Life of Man from Pynton Dale, their album, The Blue Divide. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is one of those albums you put the headphones on and you're jogging around with it. And between the jogging and the music, the endorphins just go bananas. I mean, this album really does stimulate the pleasure centers. It does, it does, it does. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Here's one of the slower ones from it. One of the more interesting pieces of production on this album.
Mother Carrie? She's the mother of the witches and all them sort of rips. Well, she's a fine gal to look at, but the hitch is she's a sight too fond of ships. She lives upon an iceberg to the north, and her man, he's Davy Jones. And she combs the weeds up on her forehead with poor drowned sailors' bones. She's the mother of the wrecks and the mother of all big winds is blows. She's up to some deviltry or other when it storms or sleets or snows. The noise of the winds, her screaming. I'm after a plump, young, fine, brass-buttoned, beefy-ribbed young seaman, so as me and my mate can dine. She's a hungry old rip and cruel for sailor men like we. She's given many mariners the gruel and a long sleep under sea. She is the blood of many a crew upon her, and the bones of many a wreck. She's barnacles a-growing on her, shark's teeth around her neck. I never had no schooling, nor read no books like you, but I know it ain't healthy to be fooling with that there grisly too. You're young, you thinks, and you're leery. But if you're to make old bones, steer clear, I says, of Mother Carey and that there Davy Jones.
Hey, walk around, hey, bogey, we're short again. Over there, hold her on the pole. Loose all sails, brace your yards, are back and full. Ready jib to pay her off and heave short haul. Well, fare you well, we can stay no more with you, my love. Down, set down your liquor and your girl from off your knee, for the wind has come to say, you must take me while you may. If you would go to Mother Carey, walk around to Mother Carey. We're bound for Mother Carey, where she feeds and shakes at sea. Get out of that break, a starboard bow her out, a beak to wash and clear. Port, port, she castles her harbor blood beneath her foot palm, and that's the last of bottom we shall see this year. Well, fare you well, we've got to take her out again. Take her out in ballast, bright and light and cargo free, and it's time to clear and quit when the hawser grips the bit. So we will pay you with a foresheet and a promise from the sea. We're off to Mother Carey, walk around to Mother Carey. We're come from Mother Carey, where she feeds her chicks at sea. Hey, tally on, aft and walk away with her. Handsome to the cathead now, or tally on the ball. Stop season fish, these. Davit guy, up will up the fluke of her, and in port hall. Well, fare you well, for the channel winds took hold of us, choking down our voices as we snatch the gaskets free, and it's blowing up at night. And she's dropping light on light, and she's snorting under bonnets for a breath of open sea. We're off to Mother Carey, walk around to Mother Carey. We're bound for Mother Carey, where she feeds her chicks at sea. We're bound to Mother Carey, where she feeds her chicks at sea.
let me be.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
Home, Sammy, don't you cry.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
Send me Sammy to the chrome.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
Wish I had that gal in tow.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
Oh, the dawning of the day.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
Away and make you pay.
Rolling down the vein of Juliana.
We'll be right back. That must have just been the ultra hoot to record.
William Pint and Felicia Dale from their album Blue Divide. And oh my goodness me, what a windy weather. And Rolling Down the Bay to Juliana, kind of leading into each other. And the way they set that up is amazing. This is a group of individuals. These guys, that's a duo, actually. And they just utilize every resource they have. And they can utilize those resources in ways that are less complex. And then when they combine the whole thing, it becomes very complex. Just the arrangement of the instrumental underneath all of that. And with all of the production and everything, that one tune, and everything, and then the vocals on top of that, interplaying all of that around with itself into this shanty. Pretty neat stuff. Pretty neat stuff. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music. One more from Cold Cannon. You just hang on because we're coming back. So hold your horses because it's all good. Oh, yes, indeed, it's all good. Lots and lots and lots of music. Mm-mm-mm.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Spokane Visual Arts Tour, a self-guided art walk Friday, October 4th through Sunday the 6th, featuring the work of regional artists at galleries, museums, and Spokane businesses. Citywide receptions held Friday the 4th from 5 to 9. There's more at SpokaneArts.org.
There's a wind advisory for this afternoon and the early overnight hours. You'll see rain through the morning, then partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, with highs on the Palouse and in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley around 62. Lows around 48 tonight, then tomorrow cooler in Pullman at 54, in Clarkston 64.
Oh, we're back. We're back for lots more music. This group from Colorado that has been around for so many, many, many years. My gosh, I think they've been around for probably, 25, almost 30 years. Cold Cannon. And they feature cello. It's kind of a classical Celtic sound with Cold Cannon. Pretty good stuff, though. And they're nice people. Live, they're just really fun to see and fun to work with. Cold Cannon.
A hermit once lived in a beautiful dell. It is no legend, this story I tell. My grandfather's grandfather knew him quite well. The hermit, he lived in a cave by the side of a lake, and decoctions of herbs for his health he would take, and only a fish would this good man partake. On Fridays, and most of his time he spent in repose. Oh, once every year he washed himself and his clothes. How the lake ever stood it, the Lord only knows. And he's not telling. One year as he rose, all dripping and wet, his horrified vision two pretty girls met. In matters of gallantry he was no vet. So he blushed, he grabbed for his hat, which lay on the beach, to cover up all that its broad brim would reach. And he yelled to the girls in a horrified screech, "Go away!" But the girls only laughed at his pitiful plight, and begged him to show them the wondrous sight. But he clung to the hat, and he clung to it tight. Hide it. Well, just at that moment, a villainous gnat made the hermit forget just where he was at. He lashed out at the insect, let go of the hat. Oh, horrors. Well, now I have come to the nub of my tale. First he turned red, and then he turned pale, and he offered a prayer for
prayers never fail. So it is said, of the truth of my story, there's no doubt at all. The Lord heard his prayer and answered his call. Though he let go the hat didn't fall. Praise to the Lord, a miracle.
Getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If things don't get much better, boys, I'm gonna have to leave this place and take my true love by the hand and wander through the town and say farewell to all my friends. Goodbye to everyone. Times are getting tough, dear. Money can't be found. If things don't turn up better soon, I'll not buy your wedding gown. I'd give to you the moon, dear, and twinkling stars above, but all I have to offer you is my undying love. Times are getting hard, boys. Money is getting tight. If things don't turn up better soon, they'll squeeze me out of sight. Getting hard, boys. Credit is awful tight. If things don't turn out better soon, they'll squeeze me out of sight. So I flew on down to Washington. To Congress did I run. I even changed my name to Banker. But my bailout did not come. Times are getting hard, boys. Money is getting tight. If things don't turn out better soon, they'll squeeze me out of sight. If things don't get much better soon, they'll squeeze me out of sight.
In the second year of my study of the chimpanzees, an incident occurred that I can never forget, an absolutely amazing story. It involved David Greybeard, the most special of all the special chimpanzees that I've studied over 45 years. David was the very first chimpanzee to lose his fear of the peculiar white ape who'd invaded their territory. And he began coming to my camp, and he was the one who discovered some bananas and stole them. And sometimes when I was out in the field, he'd actually come wandering up to me. And it was David who really helped me go through a doorway into a new world that nobody had had the privilege of exploring before, the world of the wild chimpanzees. And the others who were poised for flight would see David perhaps approaching me and with wide eyes watch and then think, well, she can't be so frightening after all. And so gradually he introduced me to his friends and they lost their fear. And so I'd made it. On this one occasion, I was following him as he traveled alone through the forest. And suddenly he went off through a great tangle of vines and thorns, and I'm struggling to follow him and everything's catching into my hair and my clothes, and I was sure I'd lost him. But when I finally made it and crawled out the other side of this thicket, there he was sitting almost as though he was waiting for me, and maybe he was. And so I sat near him. And I saw lying on the ground a ripe red palm nut, and chimpanzees love palm nuts. So I picked it up and I held it towards him on my hand, and he turned his head away. So I moved my hand closer, and he turned, he looked directly into my eyes. He reached out, he took the nut, he dropped it, but with the same movement, he very gently held my hand. A gentle squeeze, and that is how chimpanzees reassure each other. And so his message to me was clear. I don't want the nut, but I understand your motives. It's okay. And what was so amazing about that story is that clearly we were communicating in a language that maybe predates words. The communication that was perhaps used by some strange half-ape, half-human ancestor 6 or 7 million years ago. We bridged in that one moment the two worlds of the modern chimpanzee and human.
I thought I heard a sound. I thought I heard a sound of magic everywhere. I wonder what it was that I heard. Looking all around, looking all around, I could swear that I saw magic everywhere. Searching for that sound of hope that I heard. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the sound of people singing all across the land, songs that have been banned. Forbidden bells are ringing, talking very low, telling what they know about a time when all the creatures share the earth. I thought I heard you speak. Thought I heard you speak, but you're just an animal or some old tree. But I could swear you said that you are my friend. I thought I felt some love. I thought I felt some love. I thought I felt some love from all the mountains around here. I thought I felt a melting in my heart. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the sound of people singing all across the land, songs that have been banned. Forbidden bells are ringing, talking very low, telling what they know about a time when all the creatures share the earth. I thought I had a dream. dream. And in my dream, I realized that this dream would come true. And then I knew that I had magic too. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the sound of people singing all across the land, songs that have been banned. Forbidden bells are ringing, talking very low, telling what they know about a time when all the creatures share the earth. Thought I heard a sound. I thought I heard a sound. I thought I heard a sound of magic everywhere.
Jangles and it danced in the rain to hide all his tears and all of his pain. He would sing to himself a lovely refrain. Bojangles was his name. Float above ground like a hot air balloon and capture your smile with the tap of his shoe. Bojangles was his name. He would dance in the silver light of the moon, dancing for lovers and children of June. Never alone, always for you. Bojangles was his name. One night in September, moonlight fell. I spent with Bojangles in the county jail. He sat on a stool and told me a tale of a lonely dancing fool. He said, I once had a dog, I once had a wife, a home full of children and a carpenter's life. And when I lost it all, it cut like a knife. He would dance in the silver light of the moon, dancing for lovers and children of June. Never alone and always for you. Bojangles was his name. Bojangles, and it danced in the rain to hide all his tears and all of his pain. He would sing to himself a lovely refrain. Bojangles was his name.
On a winter's evening, it's me and you, just you and me on a winter's eve. Falling the winter snow, the fireplace glowing in your eyes tonight. Silent firelight this winter's eve. I believe in winter's songs. I believe in snow falling down, January wine and firelight. But the beauty of this winter's night can't compare to the precious sight of you this winter's eve. This winter's night can't compare to the precious sight of you alone with me this winter's eve. Falling winter snow, the fireplace glowing in your eyes.
Oh, that's Mr. Woodsong. Mr. Woodsong, Mr. Michael Jonathan, who has had that program on radio and television for so many, many years now and is such a strong proponent of all kinds of music, plus of old ways and new ways. He's got cookbooks out. He's got just all kinds of stuff happening, does Michael Jonathan. And a lot of albums and over the years, and they're inconsistent. Some of them are downright insipid, and others of them are right on track, and there are people who like insipid. So he's a killer banjo player, and he's a wonderful guitar player, and he really, really knows about and respects the tradition, even when he writes his own material. And, yeah, Michael Jonathan. How about that? Kind of pushing it on the snow thing, though, aren't we? Just probably not where we want to go, but we still have a good fall. In fact, next weekend's supposed to be pretty clear weather. Michael Jonathan. How about that? Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
That lasted far too long, blazing colors that were still all wrong. The moon came up without a sound, its smug pale face smiling down. Kept on saying, so she's not around, as if I hadn't noticed. As if this town would ever feel right without me knowing where she is tonight.
and who she smiling at if it ain't me? And how the hell did she get so free and easy? Oh yeah, I remember now, I was the one who couldn't finish what I had begun. Dropped her heart in a bucket of tears to dissolve with all the other problems I just couldn't solve. And left her there with her head bowed down in the heartland. In the heartland. What'll I do? These heart-shaped stones, all these shells, it'll never be worn. In a necklace by her, they just lie forlorn, daring me to do what I wish I'd done a year ago when we were having fun. And she thought I didn't notice. Now I walk around like some wounded dog trying to remember which way leads back home, trying to pick up the scent of her anywhere, retracing every step, but she's not there. It ain't easy. Oh yeah, I remember now, I was the one who couldn't finish what I had begun, who dropped her heart in a bucket of tears to dissolve with all the other problems I just couldn't solve. Left her there with her head bowed down in the heartland. In the Sergeant Friday on a small TV, standing in my doorway as clear as can be and easy. 'Cause word around town is that I ran away from the scene of the crime. I'm paying for today as he puts me in the car. I can hear him say to no one around, just another day. Tracking down these fugitives, running from heartland. From the heartland. From the heartland. From the heartland.
From the Heartland, we're going to hear more from that album in the next hour. Those of you listening in Spokane Public Radio, you got to wait a while. Those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio, just a couple of minutes. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We'll be back in just a second.
On the next American Radio Works documentary, the GED test is supposed to be equivalent to a high school diploma. Each year, 700,000 people take it, hoping to get better jobs or more education.
It makes me feel like the sky is the limit now.
But critics say the GED has little value to most people who take it.
It's just selling a huge portion of the population short.
Listen for Second Chance Diploma, Examining the GED, from American Public Media.
That's tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, at 4 on the NPR News Service of Northwest Public Radio and online at nwpr.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Fisher Systems, providing Toshiba IP and digital phone systems for businesses of all sizes, with a full staff of technicians to provide installation and 24-hour service, serving the Quad Cities for over 50 years. Online at fishersystems.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.